The state ferry Taku is not hip enough for Portland. Earlier this fall, a company based there placed the winning bid of $300,000 for the 54-year-old vessel. Keymar LLC's plans were to turn it into a floating hotel. But Alaska Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says the company withdrew its bid earlier this month.
They cited regulatory issues, potentially other competing projects within their group, within their company, things like that.
Keymar Representative Jonathan Cohen says his group could not gain enough support from neighboring property owners to win required permits. In an email, he said the group is instead turning an old Columbia River school into a hotel. After that company pulled out, the state informed two other bidders from the last round that the 350-foot ferry was again for sale. Falvey says the top bidder offered $171,000, two-thirds more than the minimum needed.
Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we opened the bids, and the winner was a company called Jamal Laws Trading Company from Dubai in the Emirates, who I believe is purchasing the ship to take it for scrap.
So it might end up in a marine junkyard, but he's not sure. Attempts to contact the company were not successful, but the Juneau Empire reports the company plans to use it as a ferry in the Philippines. Falvey says the company already paid a $25,000 deposit. The balance will need to be in hand before he can sign sale documents. The timing has not been determined.